Blog Talk Radio.
Got the music to stop. I apologize for that, y'all. Just had a little bit of technical difficulties. Welcome to the show. And I am the Deacon Boss here with Big Trav and Miss K. What's going on with y'all tonight?
Not much. How you doing, Deacon and Big Trav?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. Oh man, it's been a rough day today, but I'm here and I'm ready to go. What's going on with you, Big Trav?
Nothing much. Just got out the kitchen with my ghetto gourmet self, making some, you know, chicken Alfredo with penne pasta. You know, that's how I do it.
All right on. Do you make the Alfredo sauce yourself too?
Yes, sir.
Right on, right on, man. I got to get to taste that one time when I get down there. Man, so how's your week been, Big Trav?
All right. Been all right, man. Been all right. Anniversary, three-year anniversary Wednesday, and happy anniversary once again to my boo thing. You know, she hooked it up. I hooked it up, and, you know, it went cool. A lot of people didn't think we'd last a week, much less 3 years. So, you know, after, hey, you know, hi, I see you. See you. Anyway.
Congratulations.
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 Thank you. Oh, man. All right. And Miss K, how's your week been?
Oh, it's been kind of a whirlwind, but I'm hanging in there. You know, a friend of mine had a stroke, so. Yeah, so I've been going over there to help her and everything. But other than that, it's been wonderful, enjoying my time, working on some projects, you know, trying to get it in. That's all.
Right on. Is your friend doing all right, though?
Yeah, she's good. She's home now. I'm going over there tomorrow to help her out. So she's doing much better, much better.
That's good. Mm-hmm. That's good. And Sunshine Ray, I apologize. You're the one who got it all together today. How's your week been?
It sucks. How about yours? It's been a rough 2 days, a rough 2 days.
How's that bright night?
What'd you say?
How's that bronchitis?
Oh, I still have issues breathing, but I'm doing a lot better. I went back to work on Wednesday.
Okay.
I'm just ready for it to be go. You know, Deacon Boss took my bathing suit, so I can't go work out in the pool. He says, and it's not happening. So I have to wait another week before he'll let me go work out again. But I need somebody to look after me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there wasn't any Mexicans available, so I couldn't do it. So I hired nobody to do it, so she stuck with me, of course. but everyone, welcome to the show. Thanks a lot for listening. I hope everyone has had a fine week. We're going to get you stuck with a fine week. We are going to get you started in on the weekend here. Before we get into our first topic, though, we do have a letter for Big Trav.
I got a letter from the government the other day.
And this one is funny. I shouldn't say funny. I apologize. This person could be listening. They want to remain anonymous. I've read it. Big Trav, I'm going to read it to you. I'm going to read it. And I'm going to let you go in on it. Then the rest of us will go in on it. It says, Dear Big Trav, my dude and I have been together off and on for about 7 years. When we first met, he was working a good job on the strip and singing, rapping on the side. About 3 years ago, he lost his job when he was told about a tour that never occurred. At that point, he devoted his time to getting his rap career to blow up. He moved in with me, my sister, and her son. At first, he helped pay the bills and everything, then it slowly stopped. In Thanksgiving 2011, I used my credit to get him a Chrysler 300, and for Christmas, I bought him rims.
Wow.
All the while this was happening, he said he was waiting for an advance for a track he had sold to a label. I waited and waited, nothing. Last summer, we broke up. I still pay for the car and a few other things. He still comes around for some QT. I want to let him go, but I also want the car, which he is already driving the next chick around in it. What can I do?
That's a ooh-ah-ah right there. That's a total ooh-ah-ah. You better call what's some repo people name? Operation Repo, Big Lou and them, and get your shit back, first of all. Second of all, call a Big Fab. I need a new whip shit. You know? Rims and all. That's what I'm talking about. And I think you was doing a little bit too much to be getting him that he ain't got no job. So you paying for the car, but he's driving the next woman around on that. And that's a ooh-ah-ah moment for Big Trav for the day.
I feel you on that. How about you, Miss K?
What should she do? Was that her question? What should she do?
Yeah.
Well, I guess the obvious question back to her is, what do you want to do? If you truly want to end the relationship, end it. If you want to get your car back, get your car back. You know, there are several avenues and ways to get that handled, but I think you need to be honest with yourself about if you truly want to end the situation, because if you do, it will be ended. And I know you got some little ties and whatnot, but those are all, you know, whatever. Those are hypotheticals or whatever you want to call it. If you really want to end it, end it. That's how I call it. So that's my advice.
Yeah, she's talking about he coming over there for QT time. That need to get cut out, too.
Exactly. I'm going to go in a second, but I want to get Sunshine Ray's opine on it.
She's stupid as hell. I'm sorry. You need to get your car back, call somebody, go get it.
Yep.
If you're crazy, hopefully you weren't crazy enough to put his name anywhere on that car. He won't call, get it back, and Big Trap is right. He's driving around the next girl. So while they're driving around and you're paying the note, he's laughing himself into keeping his money and flossing with somebody else, bottom line. You need to go, get your stuff, his name not on it, report is stolen. Give him 3 days.
Yep.
3 days. You got 3 days to bring me my stuff back, or it's being called in stolen.
Three.
I would say one hour.
You got 1 hour to bring my shit back.
Well, actually, you know what? You're absolutely right, because he can do too much damage in an hour. That's less damage. Correct.
Mm-hmm.
You have 1 hour to get the car. Get me my car before I call it in stolen. I wouldn't hesitate to do it. I would not. It's been done to me before, to where I let someone who I thought I was, you know, wanted to be with, let him borrow my car, and he disappeared for 3 days. I was young, dumb, and naive. I was in my
20s. Oh, Deacon, why you gonna do that, dog?
Oh, it wasn't Deacon, honey.
I'm just messing around.
Because Deacon called me, and I got an earful. He cussed me out. Why didn't you report your car stolen? Well, because I wanted to be nice. Stop being nice. See, I'm getting older. It's too much to be nice, too much effort for me to be nice about it. Get your stuff back. Stop the every now and again. You need to cut it and cut your losses, because he's doing nothing but disrespecting you and everyone else around you.
Yep.
I totally agree with that. But, you know, she's talking about what should she do. I think she should have hit us up about a year or so ago. You know what I mean? There's some things she has done that we could have helped her stop, you know. but, you know, what should she do now is, yeah, I personally would just report the car stolen. And I would report it stolen on a Friday night. That way I know he with the next chick. You know what I mean?
Amen.
Exactly.
Amen, for real.
If he ain't got no job, he been living in this house with this girl and her family. I'm thinking to myself, he has a good hustle going on.
Mm-hmm.
And she know he riding around the next chick and coming over for QT. Yeah, I believe there's a problem. There's a problem here. I believe that you need to you know, as Ms. Kay would say, you need to get your shit together.
Honey, all she got is a maintenance man, and that maintenance man, she's not supposed to pay for that much for a maintenance man. Only thing she needs to pay for is go half on that room. And she, half time, she shouldn't even have to do that.
And honestly, I don't really think he's the one with the problem. She's the one with the problem because she's allowing this person to mishandle her and mistreat her. And she needs to go a little deeper and take a look at why she's, you know, that insecure of a person, or deal with her insecurities as to why she would continue allowing somebody to mistreat her and mishandle her this way. So, people only do what you allow them to do to you. So you need to ask yourself, why is this behavior acceptable for you? So,
you're right on that one, Ms. K, but we all been through that, to where we have allowed people to do stuff to us. We all been there, so we out there, no, what gives you the right to answer this question? We all been through it. We've all been there. Every single one of us in here, grown folks, have been through that situation.
Right, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that's what I'm saying, because I've been there, you know, I can offer some advice that's been helpful for me, you know, so that I can move forward and not make those same mistakes again. And it starts with yourself.
She has to want to be able to get out of it. Because if she doesn't, she's going to keep going back. So when she gets sick and tired of it, she'll get a clue. Because until then, no matter how much advice we give or anybody else gives her, she's still going to keep going back.
Exactly. So until she deals with her issues, then what's the point in dealing with him? You got to deal with herself first.
Right.
Exactly. She's probably addicted to the thing. I'm just saying.
I mean, that,
you know,
that could be a hell of a drug, though. That could be a hell of a drug. I wasn't in it for 16 years for no reason. Anyway.
Oh, man. Yes. Anyway. Yes, y'all. Yes. I do hope she's listening. She probably is listening. You know, let us know how that goes. But I think the consensus here is you just need to get your shit together before you deal with him. Because I personally think she gonna report the car stolen and then bail his ass out of jail.
Oh, wow.
I just hope she don't take offense to what we have been saying, because, you know, I hate when people ask for advice and then they get mad at you once you give them the advice. That's some bullshit right there. So, you know what, honey, you need to act on this advice, seriously.
Exactly. Just keep your letters to yourself.
Pretty much.
Because we got shit to do. We kind of busy up around here. Anyway, yes, y'all. Today, y'all, we got a couple of things we gonna talk about. A little later, we gonna talk about co-parenting with the new chick or the new dude, however the case may be. We also, right now, we gonna talk about snapbacks and crab legs. When I say SNAP, I'm talking about the new word they use for food stamps. I think it's, what is it called, the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was something created because I believe there's some folks out there who didn't want to be stigmatized by the word food stamps. But it's all the same to me. Now, you know, Ms. K, I know you have a son and you done been shopping around the first of the month. And you watching your budget by somebody in front of you got their iPhone, they nails done, they hair did, getting crab legs for Let Me Know, and all sorts of other processed foods and shit like that. How does that make you feel when you see stuff like that?
It used to piss me off when I worked for Safeway, when I was a checker at Safeway. You know, especially working in Palo Alto. I mean, come on. Really? And so you'd be surprised at the amount of people that got food stamps in Palo Alto. I'm not trying to eat Palo Alto. I said Palo Alto. But, you know, and they come in buying filet mignon, just like you said. And it used to piss me off, you know, but I look at it like this now. It is what it is. I can't change it. I can't do nothing about it. You know, so they gonna, that's their money. That's the money they get monthly, whatever, to spend how they want to spend it. I mean, how, I can't control it, so why make myself upset about something I can't control? So that's how I feel about it.
I feel you on that. Now, how about you, Big Trav? You feel the same way? You just let it go? It's like what it is, what it is, or?
Hey, I'm the ghetto gourmet. I'm getting me some steaks, lobster, whatever I can get. You know what I'm saying? And I'm putting it in, you know, making what I can make of it. If the money is allowing me to get my food, I should be able to get what I want to get. Should I have to buy top ramen and bologna and macaroni and hot dogs? You know, should I have to eat like that? No, I should not have to eat like that. It's like I should have to, if I'm a food stamp recipient or a welfare recipient, I shouldn't have to dress like a little bum with you know, fingerless gloves and, you know, dirty clothes and this and that, just because, hey, I have had the same pair of tennis shoes for over 10 years now, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to go buy me another new pair of tennis shoes when I get a chance. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna be like a dummy and buy a $160 pair of Jordans, though. You know, you might see me in some Nike Cortez or something, but you ain't gonna see me with no Jordans or, you know, nothing like that. But I'm not gonna be looking like, you know, Scruffy McGruff, the homeless man.
I feel you on that. My opinion.
I'm just saying, that's what people expect you to look like, though. I read this dude saying the other day, he said he was a nurse and he was in the emergency room and the lady pulled out Medi-Cal for her thing, but she had a nice watch and the latest R&B ringtone and new tattoos and gold teeth and so what, bruh?
Mm-hmm.
So what? You know, there's other people more than blacks that are on welfare and got Medi-Cal too. So he's sitting up there, you know, he had a new and latest R&B ringtones, her nails were done, and, you know, this and that, and she, you know, she was just ridiculous with it. Bruh, it should not matter what a person has. We don't have to look like scrubs in order to have public assistance. We need public assistance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I feel you on that, but and I understand that when we see people like this in the store, and it does irritate me somewhat. But you bring up a good point. We don't know those people's story.
Right.
We don't know if this was before, you know, are they new or have they been on it? We only know from, say, like when we see on TV when they try to say that these people live extravagant lifestyle. I'm not here to judge, but I also believe that with this type of thing, I believe they should be taught what to buy, because I've seen a lot of folks, people I know, who get them and they don't make it last a month. You know what I mean? Because
but that's on them.
Yeah, I understand that's on them. However, you know, how are they eating? This is to help them eat. You know what I mean? These are things like that. But the point I want to get to, and this has been brought up recently this week, is that the government wants to control what you get with it. I'm not saying you need to buy top ramen. I'm not saying you need to skimp, but I do believe you need to budget. And when it comes to the government wanting to regulate what people buy with these SNAP cards, I'm sort of torn, let's put it like that, because on one hand, I do believe they say supplemental nutrition, you know what I mean, yet we are buying processed foods, and everybody eats processed food, regardless of whether they are recipients or not.
You know what, though, Deacon, if you want to get the organic stuff and the stuff that's nutritious and this and that, this shit's hella expensive, dog. And most of the time, the processed stuff is cheap, real cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And that's gonna be the what the brother pick up. That spam.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm gonna pick up that spam before I pick up the ham because the you know that sliced cut ham that's not unprocessed. Yeah, that's pretty expensive compared to spam.
Yeah.
There's a way. Yeah. Is it?
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'll wait for my turn.
No, go ahead, Sunshine.
No, I'm not feeling any kind of way. I'm just, Trav, I agree with what you're saying about them not having to skimp. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
But when people talk about a lot of these folks on Snap and they're talking about them living extravagant lives, I want to say in the last 3 years, I've gotten an understanding of why people say, you know, say stuff like that. I'm not going to hide it. At one point, I did have county when I first moved back to California. I only got $160 a month to get food for my daughter, and I was able to stretch it, and I didn't get processed, didn't go and buy crab legs, all that kind of stuff. Crab is what, $5.99, $6.99, $7.99 a pound. What the hell are you doing buying that if you're supposed to be feeding your babies? You're sucking it up. You need to get other stuff. But what they talk about is not just folks that are on county with the Medi-Cal or the food stamps. You got to look at the bigger picture. A lot of them, I shouldn't say that. It's going to sound bad, but I hope you're going to understand what I say because I've seen it firsthand. I know this one chick, and it pissed me off that she's never worked a day in her life. She collects SSI, has Section 8, gets food stamps, and gets cash aid, but it's still broke before the month is out. And the majority of everything is paid by county funds. And she is buying her kids those $150 Jordans. She is feeding everybody. And with the cash, and now that you can go into, say, the liquor store with your SNAP card, that or your cash aid card,
not
it has
even
the cash
liquor store. You can go to Subway. You can go.
No, I'm just
go to all kinds of spots.
So they're not. They made it. I shouldn't say they made it too easy, but you know there was a point in time to where we could not even buy alcohol with our cards. But guess what we can get now? Alcohol on our cards because it's on the cash side. You can get a bunch of stuff. So it's just I'm torn with the whole situation because I have a job. I don't technically work full time, but since my gross income is, Deacon, what do you want to say, 3-4 times the amount I actually bring home? Since my gross income is so much more than what I take home, even with two kids, I don't qualify. But you got Sally over here who's in the stores buying all the – I'm not saying don't buy processed food. I'm not saying you have to eat. You have to eat cheap. Learn how to budget your money and make it last and stop wasting it because it's folks like the rest of us who actually need it, and you've got those who are on the system and in the system that are abusing it and making it harder for everyone else to get it, especially with the Section 8, especially with the food stamps, especially, well, the SSI is something completely different, but still. But do you get my point? When this friend of mine brought in more money into her household and technically only had to pay $200 in rent. Everything else was paid for. Had no cable, had no extravagant things, just whatever. She didn't want it. But from the spending and all the food and what she was doing and all the stuff she had coming in, she was always broke. And here I am paying a full amount of rent and still come here, and I've got the stuff in my cabinets, and I'm making it. I'm twerking this shit on $50. Because I have to, you know, I have to cook, I have to make it work. I think this is the problem that people are having, and I didn't understand it at first until I actually was put in my face, you know, right here, right there, living color. I get it now. Now, I'm not saying that these people don't deserve it, But I'm saying there should be limitations to what you are. Because, honey, I bet you your 2-year-old or your 1-year-old can't eat that crap. They can't eat that lobster. Hell, they can't have shellfish until a certain age, correct? So why the hell are you buying it if you're supposed to be feeding your family,
mm-hmm.
not hosting the next seafood night?
And I'm going to need you to have a snicker or something because you sound kind of bitter, too.
I am bitter. I didn't told you it's been a rough two days, but I'm telling you, no, it just upsets me. It's like you got hardworking people who need it and they can't get it. And I'm not just talking about me, I'm talking about everybody else.
Mm-hmm. And I feel you on that. And one of the reasons I'm torn is that I agree with what Ms. Kay and Trav said. You don't have to fit a certain stereotype because you're on aid. And I do believe that everybody is everybody should have that vice they have. I'm not saying you can't have crab legs. I'm not saying you can't have the better foods. I'm just saying that I do believe there needs to be some sort of balance in there. I mean, maybe they should give you a nutrition class or a budgeting class because you have to make it stretch. You don't have to get 30 pounds. You don't have to get 30 pounds of crab legs just because you can. You know, I personally believe if you have to do it to fit your lifestyle. Now, Ms. Kay, you said you worked at Safeway in Palo Alto, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And Menlo Park.
So technically, if those people are accustomed to a crab leg lifestyle, I would be able to. That's something you would expect, wouldn't you think? That's sort of obvious, right?
I should say
logical.
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess. I mean, it wouldn't be out of the norm. For somebody to purchase, you know, crab legs or shrimp or lobster tail or filet mignon.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And let's just say that's something they're accustomed to, you know,
mm-hmm.
if that's the stuff you eat. But I personally believe, but I see many folks, and there's a few I know, one in particular, I'm not going to say no names, they probably listen anyway, but they not eating the same shit they ate before they was on food stamps and was working and everything like that. You know,
absolutely.
Not the fact that money was tight, right? It was the fact that, you know, you have to, I believe when you go on aid, that's the help, it's called supplement. It's supposed to just supplement what you already do. You know, if for example, you're saying, hey, I want to, you know, I'm on aid, but I'm not going to go out and get this real expensive cut of meat all the time. If I say, I want to have a T-bone this month, I'm going to go get that T-bone, but you're not going to see me loading my cart down with this stuff.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I agree with that.
You're not going to see those things. I mean, I don't even like lobster, and I barely like crab legs. You might catch me eating it once a year. but it
shocked me.
It's just one of those things when I believe you should I should say, as somebody would say, act your wage. Is that there, I'm not saying you can't have crab legs or expensive custom meat. I'm just saying you need to think about the whole picture and why you are on SNAP. We see too many people abusing the system. We see too many people who actually need it who can't get it. And it does create that bitterness amongst people. And
oh, gee.
What was that?
I said, well, damn.
But
I raised my hand. I'm bitter.
I'm gonna put my business out there. I get $15 a month, and I'm like, $15 a month. What that gonna get me? You know what I'm saying? In food,
mm-hmm.
really. Seriously, what is that going to do for me?
Nothing. Mm-hmm. Absolutely nothing.
Exactly. So, you know, I might give me some little cold cuts or some noodles or something, but that's about it. That's all I can get.
Yeah. Just that chicken Alfredo you got, huh?
There you go.
I really truly think that they really need to rethink. Stop trying to Stop trying to control what the consumer is buying and look at the bigger picture. There are other things to worry about within this system than what they're spending their food on. Once a month, I do agree with you. You are right. Once a month, you know, you feel like it's a special occasion. I'm going to buy me that crab or I'm going to get that steak or whatever. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
But you're absolutely right. There's no need. And it's very... It's not right that some people, this is what their monthly, this is what they do. And I mean, and depending on how many kids you get and see, and I'm going to say this just from experience from seeing it, depending on how many kids you have, you can get upwards of $700 or more in food. And
I got a neighbor that get that. And I'm like, wow, really?
Yeah, and
really?
It baffles me how somebody with $700 does not have money before
be broke by the end of the month. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's no. It makes no sense. It makes no sense.
And just so y'all know, and please, listeners, if I'm wrong, please correct me because I don't have any research things at my fingertips here. But I believe the Octomom, who has 14 kids, gets $3,000 a month in SNAP.
Oh, wow.
It wouldn't shock me.
Yeah, it wouldn't shock me either. That's just the SNAP. She gets cash aid, too. Or they just cut off her cash aid.
Yeah, your cash aid now runs out. We can thank Bush for that one. Cash aid does run out. You've got, if I'm correct, maybe 3 to 5 years. They call it however many months it is. That's how many you get. And even if you stop and come back on, say like if you were on it 2.5 years and then 10 years down the road try to get back on it, your clock picks up at 2.5 years, so you don't get that time back.
Yeah, well, correction, that was a Bill Clinton thing. You can't blame Baby Bush for that. That was a Clinton thing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I thought it was Bush. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No.
I apologize.
I just want to say, I actually don't think it's so much about what the people are purchasing. Sasha and Ray were saying, it's the bigger picture. It's the system that's implemented within the governmental structure that needs to be overhauled. They need to get people off these lifelong programs of living off the SNAP program, of living off cash aid, and really change the dynamic of how the program is utilized. So if they figure out a way to say, okay, this is where you are today, you got maybe 6 months to a year or maybe 2 years to be on this program, you know what I'm saying? And work it that way, I don't think we'll have so many people feeling bitter or whatever, offended by the program and how people use it, because they're going to do what they do anyway. You know, so I think an overhaul of the whole structure of our social programs are definitely needed quickly. So that's just my opinion.
And on that note, you actually just helped me have an epiphany, Ms. K. You're right. Maybe they shouldn't control what they're doing, but maybe there should be an overhaul of system where they train them how to do it. Let's just say, for example, when you have WIC, when you're on WIC, which is what you normally have when your baby is between birth and 5 years old, I think it is now. It allows you to you take certain classes where they teach you nutrition, they teach you what's best for your kids, in the first few years and things like that. But with SNAP, there's nothing. They might take
right.
they might make you take a class just so they can sit there and show you how the system works, but they don't tell you what to get. They don't tell you, they don't give you sort of like, I'm not saying requirements, but they only give you guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
They pretty much just say, hey, here you go.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Have at it. You know, they don't, when people, something about poor people is that if they're not taught correctly, they're going to continue to do the things that makes them poor.
Well, why do you think they're not taught, Deacon?
What was that?
I said, why do you think they're not taught?
That's the same reason. I could tell. Can I step in right quick? It goes back to the man, to the beginning of time, where like when you had your peasants and you had your I forget what they called them, but the lords or whatever, that
the 1%, absolutely,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but like the peasants was left poor. They wasn't taught how to read or nothing. All they knew how to do was do some work, and that's about it. Do the labor
right.
jobs, and that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same thing with this society today. All the people that just work, hey, they not going nowhere. They the peasants. And the people that's rich, they know stuff. They know a lot.
Right. They don't want these yeah. people off of these programs. There's
nope.
reasons why they have the programs instituted the way that they do. And they don't
yeah.
want them. They want them on SNAP. They don't give them any guidelines because they want them broke at the end of the month so that they can
mm-hmm.
be looking forward to that $700. You know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
when I talk about a whole regulatory overhaul, I'm talking about
mm-hmm.
let's get these people educated. Let's get them trained. Let's get them some job training, you
yeah,
know,
mm-hmm.
learn a trade, you know, so they can
mm-hmm.
become self-sustaining citizens. But that's not what they want, the government.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
you know, when you talk about give them guidelines on how to spend money, you know, they don't want to do that. That's not what they
yeah.
want to teach them.
Mm-hmm. And,
in my opinion, that's
yeah,
my opinion.
Yeah, I understand that. However, also, I mean, it's really one of those things. Sunshine, you in, or did you want to stay muted out? I'm sorry.
I'm in. I'm here.
Okay. When you say that, yeah, you can go that route too. But isn't it also you know. We have all these resources, but they only tell you the resources on how you can depend on them, not the resources where, let's just say, for example, the same people on SNAP can pretty much get a full ride through college simply because they're on SNAP or simply because they're on aid. You know, why don't, you know, that stuff is not even mentioned when you go down to the county office to apply for food, for assistance. None of it says,
uh-huh.
and you're right, Ms. Kate, none of it says, oh, did you know you can go to school so that you can
right.
actually get a so you can actually get a degree?
They'll pay for it, too. And they'll
yes.
pay for it.
Right.
Yes, they will
well,
pay
what
for
I
it.
Well, divided we, I mean, divided we stand, I mean, united we stand, divided we fall. So if they divide
mm-hmm.
us into classes like they do, and then they tell us that it's the poor people on these social programs that's draining the economy, we then
mm-hmm.
become bitter. So we pointing the finger at these people so that we gonna treat them some kind of way and we gonna look at them some kind of way, you know, versus reaching out our hand and help these people up so they can stand on their own 2 feet, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you gotta really take a look at the governmental structure and take a look at why they have these programs implemented, why they do the things that they do. It's all, you know, it's all social programming. It's
mm-hmm.
there for a reason. They don't want them to
yeah.
get on their feet. Why?
Mm-hmm.
That's the question that really needs to be asked. You
yeah.
know? So that's just me.
Mm-hmm. And I feel you on that. I feel you on that. I feel you on that.
I have to go in, but I'll be quiet.
You know,
before they come get us.
You don't need to be quiet.
I feel what you're saying, and we all feel what you're saying.
Good stuff there, Ms. K. And You know, you got a lot of people thinking right now, you know. And we need to have more topics like this to make people think, because you know, we need to have some changes going on in this society in order to move forward.
Absolutely.
Yes, and you know, and the change has to start with just one person. One person. Like, if you know somebody, let's just say you meet somebody like the person Sunshine described earlier, and let them know, guess what? Did you know that the same programs that you use to depend on the government can be the same programs you use to be off, to get off the government rolls?
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you know that you can go to school?
But you have to understand that a lot of them don't care. The whole point is that they see I've got a free ride and I don't have to do shit. Because that, speaking to that same person, you know, it was possible for her to work up to 4 hours a day, 20 hours a week. And she wouldn't do it. Because why? She doesn't have a high school diploma. You know, I helped her, told her this is where you go to get your GED to, you know, make a better life for you and your kids and hopefully get off the system. Do you think it happened? No, because they're abusing it.
A lot of that mentality is generational. This didn't start yesterday. This didn't just start, you know, 5 years ago. This is generational. This has happened over years, systematically implemented over generations. Mm-hmm. So we have to find a way to reach our people, you know, and say, here's a hand. Let me help you up. You know, even if they do refuse, you still got to try to, you know, go back to them and say, look, you know, let me help you up. They want us to be separated. They don't want the unity.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want that because united we stand. We are powerful people. And I'm not just talking about, like, black people. I'm talking about all people. We are very powerful people. And if we come together, we could change this governmental structure. They want people dependent on them. They want us to be separated. That's why they have it the way they have it. You know, and that's why our president gets so much flack, you know, being the president, because he's trying to bring, you know, us together to help everybody. But there's so much greed and so much power hunger, you know, in this world that people fear losing their, you know, imaginary power, whatever it is, if somebody else becomes successful. You know, it's really a sad state of affairs just where the society is today. But, that's I'll be quiet.
No, you know what, Ms. K? You gotta stop saying you're gonna be quiet. You know
what
I mean?
Okay.
Because you gonna have to say things, because this is these are things that our listeners need to know. These are things that our listeners want to hear. You know, we can sit up here and talk about you know the things like what we had in the letter earlier today, but you know those things are cool. Those things are issues too. But when you look down to it, you know, you mentioned a few things. It's generational. Some people don't have parents that worked.
Right.
You know what I mean? Some people don't know. So, you know, it's a fact of not knowing. It's a fact of the lack of knowledge. The only knowledge they do know is how to get on the roll. You know.
Right.
They get, you know, is, you know what? The first thing somebody does when something happens is I'm going to go get on assistance. People who work, you know what people who work say? People who work say, you know what? I think I have to go find me a second job because this is not working for me right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Or they say, you know what, I need help. Let me go down to the county and say, you know what, I don't need $500 in food stamps. I might just need $200 just to take the edge off so maybe I can pay that phone bill or do this or do that. You know, but when they go down there.
It looks at you crazy because, like I said, I'm not ashamed. I've done it before when I say, no, I don't need cash aid.
Mm-hmm.
And they look at you, are you sure? And they try to force it down your throat. I don't need it. I don't want it. All I need is help with food. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
And that's what I'm saying. This whole, like, you're absolutely right. The government is not, this whole system is not right.
Mm-hmm.
It's not right. You
okay, and they try to force the medical and everything else, and it's like, you don't understand. I don't want to take it away from somebody who needs me. I don't want it.
Yeah. Now, I really got to run because, as y'all know, I'm on my lunchtime at work here. I want to thank everybody for listening. Before I turn it over to Ms. Kay to hopefully close the show out, I just want to I hate throwing folks out there like that. But I really like this conversation, y'all. This conversation is not over. If y'all want to hit us up on our Facebook pages, you know, speak on it. We put a lot of topics out there on our website, and y'all really need to listen. Some of us have been through these things. You know, I can sit up here and I could talk about relationships all day, but, you know, some things have to come out there, and this is one of those things. If it makes you feel uncomfortable, then I think you need to put on your big girl drawers or your big boy drawers and listen, because this is the type of shit that we be talking about. With that, y'all, I'm going to hand the reins over to y'all. I have to run. I will holler at y'all next week. Big Trav, Ms. K, I got to holler at y'all about something. I'll probably call y'all tomorrow morning, all right?
All right. Sounds good.
All right, I'll holler at y'all
not
later.
Too early.
Good night.
All right. Well, Big Trav, you got something else to say on the whole SNAP program and Sunshine Ray? I know we kind of covered a lot, so I'm going to let y'all go ahead and, you know, say what you need to say. I'll be quiet.
Well, all I gotta say on the SNAP program is 2 snaps and I'm out.
You so crazy.
You have a job. No, I'm good.
Hey, I'm drinking my Moscato right now, so I'm kind of mellowed out and chilled.
Oh, okay.
I'm helping to head there myself. You know, I was told to eat a Snickers since I seemed kind of bitter.
That Moscato on sale at Kmart and it's flavored. So go to Walmart and it's flavored. So check it out. I got the mango strawberry.
I'm gonna go get
the
grocery outlet and get some.
I thought you wasn't supposed to be drinking no alcohol, Big T.
Hey, I can have a glass. It ain't gonna kill me. I'm not. You know what? A glass of Moscato and a glass of wine ain't gonna kill Big Trav's time.
I hear that. Well, I did want to.
You know, as long as I'm not like trying to down a whole bottle or, you know, get stupid with it, I'm mellowed out. This is my drink for the night, and I'm cool.
Right. Well, yeah. Changing gears right quick. I did want to say, congratulations on you and Karina for making it 3 years. I see y'all have a wedding date set.
12, 13, 14. It's in the house.
Okay. Do I get an invite?
Oh, for sure. We got a wedding day set, but you know, some divorces need to be finalized first. So that's all I'm gonna say on that one. Yeah.
Do I get to still be the best woman?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You just have my drink ready.
Okay. Well, it's almost 9:55, so we need to round up the show, y'all. Let's go around and have our last word. Sunshine Ray, we're going to go ahead and get it started with you, girl.
Oh, is that wise? I want to say... Big Trav, congratulations to you and Karina. Can't wait
Thank
for that
you.
Wedding day. Can't wait.
Okay.
You guys be safe. Enjoy your weekend. I got softball, of course. It's a doubleheader, so I'm going to be on the field all damn day.
Oh, wow.
But kiss your kids, love the family, and be safe out there this weekend.
All right, Big Trav, last words for you? Or you can close this out. I'll say my last words.
Okay.
Sorry. I just want to tell everyone thank you for joining us and listening in. We have fun at the GFT Studios. We do talk about some real issues. Hit us up if you have anything you'd like us to talk about. We will holler at y'all next week.
All right, all right. This your boy, Big Trav, saying keep it safe. You know, work hard, but play safe. And have a nice weekend, y'all. Get your glass of Moscato on just like me, and I'm out.
Peace.